You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM.
Toronto's longest-running Canadian musical, Come From Away, based on the remarkable true story, is returning to its original home, the Royal Alexandra Theatre, on December 13th, after playing for 10 months at the Elgin Theatre. This return on December 13th comes just in time to host a donation drive to the Daily Bread Food Bank. And with us to talk all about it are cast members Lisa Horner and Jeff Madden. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Jeff, how does it feel to be returning to the Royal Alexandra?
Oh, we're super excited. This show is just steamrolling along. It's incredible. We had a full year at the Royal Alex before we moved over to the Elgin and sold out virtually every show over there. And now we're moving back home and we couldn't be happier.
What's it like, though, you get used to a certain stage and its parameters and then you move to a different theater. Does that throw things off?
It's a good question, but no, not really. The theaters were quite similar, and they sort of, retrofit the space to make it seem as much like the previous space. So
there's no danger of someone walking right off the stage.
Well, there's always danger of that.
There's always that danger, for sure.
And will this move or the staging be adjusted in any way or changed as the musical has evolved?
Well, sight lines might change. There's sometimes the audience was a bit wider at the Elgin, to the left and to the right.
Okay.
Right. It's a bit skinnier. Yeah. And also the Royal Alex is a very tall space, so we'd be aiming our eye line a bit higher.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But beyond that, it's the same show that audiences love. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to come back and see it again.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, Lisa, tell me, you've been doing this for a while now, over the last 10 months, last year. How has the role that you were playing evolved for you?
Well, that's interesting. It's the longest I've ever done a show.
Oh.
And playing, yes, for sure, absolutely. And so there's always that sort of interesting muscle that you have to keep active. But I've never done a show like this. The construct of it is so fast and fast-moving, but the ideas of it are so beautiful and simple, kindness and empathy and love and taking care of people, that it's not difficult to get into character, I find. Like, you just open your mouth and you say these wonderful things and these people were incredible, their generosity. So, I mean, I just feel really lucky to get to be able to play them. So I don't feel the time having gone by at all. So I feel very lucky just to be able to do it. And we know these people, too. We've become friends with the real
folks. I was
going to
ask you that. Yeah, have either of you met the real people that you're playing?
Yes, of course. Yeah, the producers of Come From Away make it, they fly them all in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, for our openings. And we get to spend time going to the bar after the show and getting screeched in and, having a lot of fun with them.
But honestly, the best.
When we've gone out to Newfoundland as well, they've been out there and they've been very welcoming. And they want to share their stories with us because they want to make sure that we're, being authentic and being honest and telling the truth. Telling the truth.
Sure, for sure.
What a wonderful thing for them, and for you, to have the opportunity to tell this unbelievably remarkable story and meet these people, go to Newfoundland, see the whole where it was, so that you've got all these materials given to you to create your characters.
100%. And the Newfoundlanders treat us like family. They treat all their companies as members of their family. They want you to stay with them. They want to feed you. They've never been anything but loving and generous. And I felt a certain amount of responsibility and I just wanted to get it right.
Sure.
And all they ever made me feel like was that they loved me and wanted to feed me food, really. Like, that's, they never make you feel anything but welcome.
Is that what you want?
Yes, that's all I want, actually.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what people in the audience are connecting to. It sounds so simple, but in today's day and age where things are moving so quickly and the political climate is so, I don't know, weird, for lack of a better word, that to see this story of just simple generosity and people taking care of one another in a time of need, it's just so simple, but it moves them.
I got to tell you, I'm not one to, actually I am, I cry
you
at
are.
Hallmark
Come
commercials,
on.
But
are you kidding?
By the end of when I saw the show, I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
And I never do that in a musical,
That's
and
so great.
It was just... Yeah, it hits you right here.
It really does, because the people are so good, and it came at such a horrific crisis, And the speed with which they put everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, tell us about your role. Tell us briefly, you guys, both about your roles.
Yeah, well, I play all the characters, all of the actors in Come From Away play multiple characters.
Right.
Yeah. And that's sort of gets at, like what you're talking about before, the
yes.
speed of the show moving so quickly.
Yes.
Is because we're trying to tell many people's, like hundreds of people's stories mm-hmm. in this 100-minute long, fast-moving musical.
Mm-hmm.
So the two characters that I play that are sort of the largest roles are a come-from-aware, an American named Kevin Turf. So his experience in Newfoundland is, throws him for a loop because he can't believe how nice everybody is and how everyone wants to take care of him. And the other character I play is named Garth, and he's a bus driver, a school bus driver. But all of the local groups were sort of mobilized at that time to help out getting all of these stranded passengers from the airport to the shelters where they were staying. And so I sort of flip back and forth between the two of those characters. And there's a couple other smaller ones, but those are my main ones.
Keeps you busy, keeps you on the move.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa, yourself?
I play Beulah Davis as a culmination of Beulah Cooper and Diane Davis. So Beulah Cooper was associated with Salvation Army, and Diane Davis was a teacher at Gander Academy. She's retired now. So had a chance to hang out with both of those gals, and they're wonderful, wonderful ladies. And I do, and then I play sort of a frustrated plane occupant named Dolores.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of,
oh, yes. We like
she kind of
that.
Represents some people that had really hit their limit when they were on the plane for 28 hours straight, just sitting
God.
In a chair.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you both for coming in, and congratulations on this terrific production, playing these roles so brilliantly, and really, really showing us the true good that people can have and be, you know, through these characters. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, thanks. And I just briefly would like to say mm-hmm. that we're also doing this really cool thing with the Daily Bread Food
yes,
Bank.
Yes, and, I was just about to say.
Yeah, and we're hoping that people can go to the website, the Daily Bread Food Bank mm-hmm. website, and they can make a donation. And what we're doing with Mervish is if you make a $100 donation to the food bank, you are invited to come to our dress rehearsal at the
right.
Royal Alex on
right.
Friday, December 13th in the afternoon. And even if you can't make that dress rehearsal performance, we encourage them to still donate their funds, to the Daily Bread Food Bank, because at this time of year,
especially
families are so in need.
Yeah.
And it lives up to the spirit of the show.
Exactly,
well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jeff, I just want to thank you so much for doing my extra for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
That interview was a piece of cake.
You can just put your feet up. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, taking care of you.
Well, it's better that it comes from you than it comes from me, honestly. Listen, for more information and to make a food or cash donation, go to mervish.com or call 416-872-1212. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.